Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
It's Sarah and Vinny.
Alice at 97.3, Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. Right now, call number 9-800-400-3697. Instantly gets a four-pack of tickets to the Lagunitas Beer Circus. My kind of circus. Thank you. Delicious. Right now, Riley's getting the phones. This might be your last chance to talk to Riley.
Friday.
Oh, damn.
They're both
it.
In on Friday. God. Justin is too.
Actually, we'll get to that in just a second. If you're calling number 9-800-400-3697, you get four tickets to the Lagunitas Beer Circus. September 14th at the Sonoma Marin Fairgrounds in Petaluma.
Luma.
More info about the Lagunitas Beer Circus. Over 100 performers at two different stages.
Oh, sounds really fun.
Featuring all-star bands, burlesque, sideshow acts, aerialists, and other freaktacular performances. There'll be food trucks, midway games, and more. Everything you ever wanted in a circus, plus beer.
Yay.
Okay. I have to go to this. When is it? September 14th?
Yeah, I'm going to go. I got my tickets right
oh,
here.
Oh, really?
Actually.
You're going to go?
Mm-hmm.
Maybe I'll go with you.
Yeah.
That sounds fun. Can I get tickets over here? Do you get them from here?
I could give you two of mine. I have a four-pack.
Oh.
That's pretty much all we have, but I could...
We have four packs? No, let me go. I'll ask him promotions.
I need to go to sales for that.
Oh, okay.
Mm. We'll go to sales and ask
yeah,
for...
Perfect.
We'll get a four-pack for you.
Yeah, because my brother and sister-in-law
exactly.
are going to want to go.
Yeah. We'll meet up.
You know, I can't go do something without them.
Of right. course.
Oh, is that going to be fun? Well, I guess they got to go too.
Yeah.
It's fine.
Good for you.
Yeah, no, I'm excited. It seems really fun. Lagunitas Beer Circus. I mean, you know what? They're doing this right. They put the word circus right in it. I'm totally down. All right. So if you're caller number 9 right now, you get to join Yuzette and me.
Yeah. We'll be
at the Lagunitas Beer Circus.
At the burlesque.
Yeah. Oh,
stage.
Yeah. So Riley's going to pick up your phone calls, and this is one of your last chances to talk to little Riley, because Riley and Jasmine, and I guess, did you find out about Marcos?
Marcos is going to be able to stay with us a few weeks.
Oh, good.
As well as
Gabby.
Oh, yes.
Great.
So they'll be with us.
So they must like us more. They must want to hang out just a little longer than everybody else.
Here, wait, let me turn on his microphone.
Yeah. Riley just needs to get back to his life. He can't.
Oh, do you have your headphones?
No.
No, it's all right. Don't worry about it. Whatever. You're leaving anyway. Get out of here.
My
good riddance.
Is just lame, I guess.
Your school is lame?
Yeah.
Where do you go? I forgot.
USC.
Oh, USC. That's
Remember?
Right.
Remember? Because of the whole varsity
right.
blues thing.
Right.
He doesn't
that's
know
right.
any of those kids.
But really, it's my apartment building that's forcing me to move in early.
Oh.
So
uh-huh.
You have to move in on a certain day.
Uh-huh.
Mm. Is it like a dorm thing?
No.
Why can't you just say, yeah, I moved in? What are they going to do, a room check? Bed check?
I know, it's about picking up the keys.
Oh. I'll go down there, pick up the keys, and come back.
So
good Lord.
She's deserting us. Ow!
So would they rent it out to someone else if you're not there to pick up your keys?
No, I mean, it's not like they can't not give me my keys if I showed up late, but they're like forcing me to go.
Oh, this is the day. I see.
So...
Okay, anyway, all so right. these guys are leaving us, and we need new fall interns. Fall interns, listen, over 18, get school credit, have a great time. It's super fun.
Mm-hmm.
This is, you know, it's a great place to work.
It is.
Yeah. You got to get up early. There's no way around that, you know. Yeah. It's not like you can set your own hours. You got to be here at 4:45.
You might just find the thing for you. That was I was trying to explain that getting into radio wasn't on my radar at all.
Right.
And then I got exposed
great.
To it.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what I think internship should be, sort of try stuff.
Amen.
Rule it out. At the very least, go,
right.
not that.
Right. Let's try something else next mm-hmm. internship.
Yeah, I think we definitely have had people who change their majors once working here.
Mm-hmm. Well, you get bit by the bug. I mean, we all did. You know, you walk into a radio station, you start working there, and you go, yeah, this is what I want to do. Mm-hmm. This is where I want to be. It's really fun. So if you can get school credit, and we do pay, you know, you're not getting rich here or anything. But it's what did I say? It's a rich experience.
Sure.
So send an email to uzette@radioalice.com.
Before you get to a story, we had been talking about Big Brother, and I mentioned this conversation Christy had with Cliff.
Did you find it?
No. But someone who had seen that wrote in and agreed and said that Christy was giving Cliff a dance of sorts. And I thought, oh, that's like a stripper move.
Oh,
not that anybody here ever stripped, but I was curious if you had any idea if the leg up, as I'm trying to, these jeans are not letting me.
keep going now. That's your woman area looks fantastic in those jeans.
Yeah. That's
just split right
new
down.
Pants.
Camel going on
any,
over there.
Was there camel? Yeah, sorry.
Listen, I liked it.
Did you?
Sure.
Anyway.
Well, good morning, everyone.
What do you?
I woke right
what
up.
What does anybody know about that?
I don't know.
I can't say that I ever.
Well,
did
Uzi,
that.
You certainly you're into like burlesque style stuff. I mean, would that be like a move that someone might do?
Someone might do it, but I've never done that move.
Oh.
The leg up.
Yeah.
And the butt wiggle. The leg up and a butt wiggle going.
Yeah. Hmm. Done a lot of moves, but I've never done that one.
Huh. All right.
That is disappointing to hear.
Yeah.
Well, that's...
Yeah.
This person
you
says...
You were more of a jump right on the lap kind of thing?
Sure.
Yeah. All right. That is that move one? You just get right in the lap and... And do you back in or do you front in?
You could do either one.
Oh.
Either one works.
Yeah.
Okay. I'm sure it would.
I think I'd like you to back in first. Save the boobs for later. You know. Boobs are like part of the finale.
Yeah.
Yeah. So let's start with a back in.
Back that ass in.
Back that ass up. Beep, beep. Celebrity.
Thank you. I was going to remind you of that.
Celebrity Trash is brought to you by the Monterey Bay Aquarium.
Yay.
Which, by the way, on Big Little Lies, Shailene Woodley's character, Jane, works at the Monterey Bay Aquarium. Mm-hmm. So there were lots of beautiful shots of that. You know, the places where the kids can handle the small urchins and starfish and stuff. But then there's a shot of her and this boy that she likes. Like in front of one of the big tanks, you know, they have that big kelp tank and stuff. Mm-hmm. And it's just beautiful. It's just it's nice. I wonder if the Monterey Bay Aquarium like paid to be in the show.
Oh.
Because it was really, it was, you know, not.
Probably
like,
didn't pay, but I bet they did say, abso-free.
Come on
when
in.
When do you want to shoot? We'll clear the joint out. Uh-huh. No problem.
Come on in.
Yeah, they show well.
Yeah, beautifully.
And if I remember that scene correctly, it was actually kind of touching, too. Like a...
Yes. Her whole journey is quite touching at times. Like, she finds just the right person.
I'll tell you something. That was the shock. I didn't see that coming. Who it is. With her. Never mind. I'll tell you.
Oh, you mean in the first season?
Yes, the end of the.
That first season is beautifully executed. I didn't.
Okay.
However, John did. Well, I don't know what he has this uncanny way of, and he actually did not say it to me ahead of time. But once that had happened, he went. I knew it was going to be him. I knew the whole time because that guy was never around the group, and I know. I was like, oh my God. Because it was a beautiful, blinding moment.
Right.
Anyway, we're talking about Big Little Lies again. It's really good. Actually, I may try and get to it. There's a lot of talk about these various streaming services. And one of the things that's happening with it is that in the past, if you have a subscription to HBO for your cable or your satellite or whatever, you had access to HBO Go. Which a lot of times is where I would watch things. Just go to HBO Go. Easier to search through. I think this HBO Max that's happening, which I think is between $12 and $16 a month, is a complete standalone. As in, you don't need to have, because to get HBO Go, you need a subscription to HBO. But I think that you can get all the HBO shows, and they're all there. Everything from years and years. I mean, all the old shows, all the movies, everything. So yet another streaming service. I want to start, though, with Pink's management team almost died yesterday. Mm-hmm. The plane that they were on crash landed in Denmark.
Was she on it?
She was not on it. All and that right. was, you know, they were quick to determine that and get that out there. Although the story I heard this morning, they're like, you know, Pink's team, you know, blah, 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 blah. And then was like the last line was Pink was not on them. Because I was reading through the whole thing like, oh, my mm-hmm. God. So it was a private plane. There were only 10 of them aboard, plus the crew. It looks like they were flying in from Oslo and crash landed at the Aarhus, A-A-R-H-U-S, Aarhus Airport in Terstrup. And then the thing burst into flames. Like they managed to get all 10 people out safely. Unbelievably, I don't believe any. They're not saying here anything about injuries, but the plane had it was a German registered Cessna, and the fire appears to have burned out much of the hull.
Bless you. Bless you.
Oh, surprise. Pink was not personally on board. Her manager and several other members on the tour were. It all turned out okay, said Kristen Svensson. She's a European tour promoter for Live Nation. I guess Roger Davis, that's her manager, was among the two Australians on board. Let's see. Four Americans and a British citizen were also on the plane. So this was a private plane, but it sounds like it was not all Pink's management. Not positive. And then there were the three crew members, a German pilot, an Austrian pilot, and a German flight attendant. But once it was on the ground, the thing burst into flames, and luckily everybody made it out okay. And Pink was not in any danger at any time. All I don't know right. how she's getting from Oslo to. I guess she played Monday night in Oslo, so this happened yesterday.
Mm-hmm.
Toni Morrison died Monday.
Mm-hmm.
They say it was a short illness. She was 88 years old. She's probably best known for the novel Beloved, won her a Pulitzer Prize, and was made into a movie that starred Oprah and Danny Glover in 1998.
Did you see the movie?
I didn't see the movie, and I started Beloved about 20 times.
We studied the book in college. And
so you've read it.
I have. And had I not read it with a group of people and a teacher leading the group, I wouldn't have finished that book. There's a lot of discussion necessary for any of that to make sense. So
it's funny because right, I got 30 or 40 pages in, and I'm like, I don't really understand what's happening here. I'm not
sure what's. It's been 30 something years, but there's a lot of talk about the scars she carries, which are, I believe, discussed as a tree, but they are the whip marks this person has gotten as a slave.
Oh. Mm.
So this is a
What it's about.
It's
I never saw the movie.
Brutal
book. Oh,
brutal. Right. Like it shows slavery in a way that you go, you know, sometimes you see these depictions of slavery like, well, they got a nice place to stay and the white people treated them well, and they're talking about putting a horse bit in a human's mouth and making that be how that person is kept in line. Mm. You know what a horse bit is?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So it's intense and heavy and hard to, because of the imagery that's used to describe this, at least as I remember it, again, 30 years ago, I needed help to get through the book.
Right.
And I'm not that bright, so maybe some of you are like, what is he talking about? It's all right there. If that was a case for you, that's great.
So I don't know about, that's the only one I tried to read from her and tried several times to pick it back up and do it. Because you do hear so much about it. It's such an acclaimed book. But they have a, yes.
Sorry to interrupt. I found the Big Brother thing.
Oh my goodness, great. Go from Toni Morrison's passing to the Big Brother thing. I want to see this.
Should I hear the audio? It doesn't
sure.
cuss or anything,
yeah,
right?
Absolutely.
This is the actual scene here.
All right.
There it is. This is it, right, Vin?
Yeah. Oh.
See that? Look at her legs. It's a bikini bottom.
Oh, yeah. It is a full-on bikini bottom. And she's constantly adjusting her boob area.
Yeah. I go back to that. That's it.
Look, there it is.
That's insane.
Yeah, she really is just... I mean, even from the back, you can almost see stuff there. And he is just...
He does a very good job of keeping his eyes up. Yeah. And I'm sure he's aware that there are cameras
on
him.
Why is she doing that? Is she holding a towel down low? What's happening there? Oh, no, that's his leg.
Well, she's holding a towel. He's uncomfortable, though. He's moving his hat all around. Yeah. Like, oh.
So you see what I'm saying? I wasn't trying to make a mountain out of a molehill. It's just a weird thing that she's right in front of him. There's no one else in the room. Right. Her woman area is eye line, and her leg is up.
Yeah.
And she's, and how you doing? How are you doing? There you go.
So this wasn't the most recent episode. It was August 1st.
Oh. So last Wednesday?
I could have been behind. I don't know. But it's been on my mind.
Last Thursday?
For sure. As you talked about them laying all over each other and how there are some boundaries being crossed. Uh-huh. That one.
They cut to a diary room thing where he's like, well, I don't even know what she was saying. She had her woman area right in my face.
Did he say that?
No, he didn't. I mean, but they just splashed to a diary room, and I was like, what else could he possibly be saying? I don't know. She was just yabbering her little way, and I was just looking right at her lady bits.
Sharon, I was trying not to look. Is that his wife's name?
Sharon. Mm-hmm.
Sharon. Trying not to look.
Anyway, back to author Toni Morrison, who passed away. Hilarious. They list a bunch of her other books here, The Bluest Eye, Song of Solomon. In addition to the Pulitzer Prize, she got the Nobel Prize in Literature in 93, the Presidential Medal of Freedom in 2012. She made headlines in 98 by calling Bill Clinton the first black president. And her reasons were he'd been persecuted his entire political career. He displays almost every trope of blackness, single parent household, born poor, working class, saxophone playing, McDonald's and junk food loving boy from Arkansas. Oprah released a statement yesterday saying she was our conscience, our seer, our truth teller. She was a magician with language who understood the power of words. She was the empress supreme among writers. Long may her words reign. Obama said, what a gift to breathe the same air as her, if only for a while. And Bill Clinton said, she's a world-class human being. Hillary and I are grateful for her life and the kindness she showed us. So rest in peace, Toni Morrison. And here's this is what sort of got me off on the HBO Max thing, which it sounds like, and I think that's already out, by the way. I saw that in, like, you know how you go to like a certain page on your Xfinity and you can see all these apps that you've got. There was an HBO Max there that I don't even have. It was right next to my HBO Go, and I clicked that by accident and was like, okay, sign up here. I'm like, no, I already have this. Yeah. Oh, I think I'm in the wrong place.
So sick of all these separate streaming services.
So there's a bundle that's coming.
Shame. They should not be doing it this way. Well, I don't like the way this is.
I'm with you because in the end, you're going to wind up paying more than you do for cable or whatever else if you need all these different things.
So incredibly expensive as it is.
A lot of people
ridiculous.
Were totally ready already to pay $6.99 a month for Disney Plus. But they have sweetened the deal. It looks like there's going to be a bundle. It's $12.99 a month, and you'll get Disney Plus, Hulu, and ESPN Plus for $12.99 a month. This, however, includes we pay $8.99 a month for Hulu, so we don't have to watch any commercials. So this is the commercial version. So you'll pay for this whole service, but you'll have to watch the commercials on Hulu. ESPN Plus is regularly $4.99 a month. Hulu with advertisements is normally $5.99 a month. So if you're already paying for both of those for, you know, a mere $3 more or whatever it comes out to, you get Disney Plus as well. A lot of people are going to go Disney Plus because it's Disney and all the Disney stuff is migrating to that. It's all being pulled off everything else. You can get Disney Plus for $69.99 a year if you pay all at once. I don't see anything about the bundle here as far as a yearly thing goes on that. And that does save you a little bit. Makes it like $1 less a month. So it's still cheaper to get the bundle if you want all three services. So maybe they're going to do some kind of bundle deal as well.
Speaking of Disney, over the vacation, I saw the original Lion King, the cartoon.
Yes.
My family went. I stayed home, and the missus and my oldest kid went and saw the new one.
Mm-hmm.
Man, they freaking loved the new one.
Mm.
I haven't seen it. Did you like that?
I liked it okay, but I liked the cartoon so much that,
well, you know, it's the exact same story.
It is, and they just kind of like flavor it up with R&B type, same songs though,
yep,
but with the runs because Beyonce is singing Nala's part, right?
Right.
My kid just liked both and didn't have any sort of, you know, crazy.
So she was able to watch Lion King again in the animated form at your house.
She's seen both now, yeah.
Okay.
But Christina was like, that visually the most
was
stunning,
incredible.
Thing.
Yeah. It's like watching National Geographic Channel,
except the animals talk,
and except the lions don't have balls.
Oh yeah, that's right.
All right.
No balls on the lions. I forgot about that part.
What a weird thing.
Did they digitally remove those?
Well, I think everything's digital.
Well, I'm sure they went, how are we going to handle this? And they went, that's not.
Yeah, I'm sure. It's like Barbie dolls.
We're not going to do any ball handling. They handle those by disappearing them.
But it is really
all the animals
amazing.
Have been neutered.
Even like the little mice that run around and the squirrels and just everything. Nature is just so vivid.
So why do they call it live action then if it's all CG?
Because it looks live, I guess. It looks like real life.
Huh.
It doesn't look like a cartoon at all. It looks like a real lion. That's what's so amazing about it. But story-wise, I've seen this before.
Yeah.
Mm.
Yeah.
Well, now that you have another option, you can watch either one. Well, listen to it with the runs.
And Rafiki, the monkey,
yeah,
doesn't do kung fu.
Oh.
You know, kung fu in the cartoon?
Oh, yeah. It's funny. There's
some
real...
I was bummed about that.
Huh. You know. Oh, no more kung fu.
There's also this line that I love, which was, the monkey's his uncle? Remember that part? Uh-huh. I love that line. Wasn't in this part. I looked out for that line. But every other line was word for word. I'm like, they added a little bit more flavor, but it took some stuff out. It was lacking for me. Whatever.
All right, what's coming up for the news, Vin?
Let's see.
I feel
here.
You, Bren.
College makes the news, your job, and more after these.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Alice at 97.3's Sarah and Vinny.
Alice at 97.3's Sarah and Vinny. Alice's morning show. You can watch this show. Is Vaughn back today or is it Nicole still?
It's Nicole.
Okay. So Nicole's running the Looking Glass. You can just go to RadioAlice.com/watch. It takes you right there.
Former intern.
Yeah, former. There you go. Working in radio. Yeah.
Yeah, boy.
Yeah. RadioAlice.com/watch takes you right to the Looking Glass.
What's up, everyone? This Alice Report is brought to you by Floracraft and Floracraft semi-annual sale. Now is the perfect time to save up to $500 on the best brands of flooring and more. Check them out at floracraft.com. All right, Sarah, I've got some good news I've got some bad news.
Bad news first.
That's what people say.
Yeah, I want the bad news. Just give me the bad news. Then you can like temper it out. So I'm dealing with that. And then you give me the good news and it makes everything a little bit better.
Ha!
Yeah.
According to a survey, twice as many people would rather hear the bad news first.
Yeah.
You're right in.
I'm right in there. I'm so normal.
I might go good news and then leave.
Oh. I just don't want to even hear the bad news.
Yeah, see ya.
Yeah.
I got what I needed. Have a good one.
Sometimes, though, the good news doesn't seem all that good.
Mm. Right.
Know? You're like, that's the good news? I gotta go. I gotta leave. I'm gonna pull a Vinny right now. I need to go get a Pepsi.
Yeah.
Or whatever. Maybe that's the wrong thing to say.
It's like, you can't say Pepsi or Coke now.
Right. Oh, right. Apparently, that's a drug reference.
Apparently.
Pepsi, yeah.
Woo!
While I have done that, I can't say I have done that. Man, that would have been college.
Oh.
Is the last time I did that. And I only ever did that when I was ripped.
Well, that's when it happens. Everything
seems
like a good idea when you're ripped.
Yeah.
Boy, I have ruined a night being just, you're just perfect.
Being just what?
You're just perfect. You're perfect. You got the perfect buzz. You got, and then someone offers you something. You're like, yeah, I'll do that. And then you're like, oh my God, I just ruined everything. My whole night is ruined. Everything was fine.
You know, it's a good idea. Let's get some coke.
Yeah. Or let's get some, worse is the weed.
Yeah.
God. Just when you're perfect and someone hands you their vape pen and you're just like, why did I just do that? Now I'm ruined.
So this has happened to you?
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. You want to talk gateway drugs? It's alcohol all the way. That's the one.
A new survey asked people, this is about your job, if they'd rather be replaced by a robot or a human.
Oh.
Another human takes your place.
I guess I'd rather be replaced by a human. I really do feel like, well, I think, you know, robots are interesting.
Most people want robots.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Why? So that no one can have that job? I can't have it. No one can.
I mean, we've talked about people's egos before. I guess maybe that's it. That, yeah. You know, you've clearly been shown that someone here is the person that's better than you.
Mm.
That's the face.
Or
of
cheaper,
the person
maybe.
That's right. Well, whatever the case may be.
Right.
There's a human being showing up at your desk now and doing what you used to do.
Right.
And there's a face and a name to that. Maybe that's it.
Maybe. I just feel bad for all the jobs that have been lost to automation.
Radio specifically has seen computers do...
take over.
Cut the workforce by half?
Yeah, oh my God, at least half.
If not more so.
When we started here, I do think our we
played
CDs.
Yeah. Absolutely,
and
we had
carts.
CDs still.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Hmm? Damn.
And the carts were like 8 tracks,
mm-hmm.
and that each one was labeled as 60 seconds or 30, yep. and you had to insert them in and put
right.
a
in
row
and out,
of six
in
on,
and, out, yep.
and you had an out cue written on the
right,
bottom
and you had
of
to
it.
Hit the next one.
And
it
the
was
last
amazing
words
when they started kicking each other off.
At wherever, pets.com, click, hit the next one.
Yep.
Pets.com, I don't believe exists, but at the time it did.
Right. God.
Things I really enjoyed pushing all the buttons.
I did too.
And
well,
just
it made you
being
feel like
active.
You had a job.
Yeah,
no
just being
once
active.
I things,
and
once I get the mics turned on here, there's nothing else for me
happen.
To do.
Yeah.
Press the go button on the computer, and that's it.
This we've been talking a little bit about Big Little Lies, which is a show on HBO. There's 2 seasons. I plowed through it over our vacation and really liked it. It's a soap opera, though, so... you might see it and go, what the hell is Vin doing?
No, it's
I'm
good.
Watching a soap opera, and it's really well done.
I think, I mean, soap opera actually makes it seem like it's a little bit cheesy. I don't think there's anything cheesy about it. Like, to me, a soap opera is always sort of like badly acted, daily.
Oh, no.
Overacted.
Well,
but I know what you mean. It, you know what it feels like is more of like those weekly, like, Falcon Crest or something, you know, like there, it's
like
drama.
Right.
Something.
Well, I think of those as soap, soap operas, too.
Right. Mm-hmm. Like a nighttime.
If I had anything bad to say about the show, though, because there's a lot of drummed up drama. I mean, that's it. It's a drama.
Right. Well, you can't believe.
The kids are too grown up for the show. Like, they're so grown, you just go, okay.
Right.
So.
Like, no kid is saying such clever things.
Madeline's kid, specifically. You're like, all right. That's not even a kid.
Right.
They've written the dialogue they've written
That's
for that
just an
young
excellent
one
actress.
Is way yeah way too right. anyway.
You know one where of the term soap opera comes from the term soap opera originated from radio dramas being sponsored by soap manufacturers.
Oh yeah, we've heard that right.
Yeah,
I never heard that. That's pretty good.
I think I have heard that before.
That's funny. Well, and it's true, like, you know, classic, like, General Hospital or something that airs in the afternoon. Like, moms would be watching that. And there would be, like, detergent ads or, you know, Dawn.
Just focus
or,
towards that
Yeah,
demo.
Like, home care.
The wash machines.
Sure.
Good job, Atta Brin, looking that
nice
up.
Nice job, Brin.
Way
good
to be
job.
Curious and way to search out an answer. I like to see
I found that.
That
Big Brother thing, too. That took me a while.
Oh, I bet it did.
Took you 5 whole minutes. I couldn't believe it.
Inappropriate, correct?
It feels like it.
The leg up? Inappropriate?
Totally.
Okay.
Well, and as it turns out, she is not. She's wearing a bikini.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, like fully.
You couldn't be wearing
leg
less.
Up.
Right.
Let's hope she has a close shave going. I mean, you know. But good on Cliff. He's all looking right up. Eyes up. Up, up, up.
Fidgety, though. Up, up,
up. Well, sure. There's a crotch right in front of him. I mean, you know, that thing could bite you.
Anyway, one of the stories in Big Little Lies is the older daughter of one of the parents in the storyline doesn't want to go to college. Right. She's like, I'm not doing that.
Yeah.
That's not my path.
Right. I don't want to.
And the mom is freaking because I think like most parents would respond, then what are you going to do?
Right.
Half of people under 21 don't think college is necessary anymore.
Right.
They figure that these schools have priced themselves out of the market. The problem that I would say to anyone who says that I don't need that, is as you look at the workforce or look into the job market is a better way to put it. Most jobs say we'll need to see your degree just to talk to you.
Yep.
And that's even for sales jobs.
Yeah.
And I'm not saying sales, but you'd think like, look, I can do sales. What do you need my degree for? But I think their response would be, we have huge clients and we need to know that you have some education.
Right.
Before you start handling them.
Mm-hmm.
That's big money.
Yeah. It's, you know, I do think that there's value to college. On the other hand, if your kid is not wanting to go, I'm all for it. Fine, get a job then. Go out into the world and find yourself a job, and I'll be here when you're ready to go to college.
There's a lot of things I want to be big about and be able to say. And
You know what? I don't want to pay for something that somebody doesn't want to do and isn't going to get the value out of.
But just like the lady in the story that I referenced, I didn't finish school, and I feel it's one of my biggest regrets.
Really?
I wish I had finished. I'm capable of it, and I truly believe that it shows a lack of character on my part that I always found some squirmy, weaselly reason to not finish that semester because work was, I'm a manager. I have to be there. I can't, it's my responsibility and they're asking me and I gotta go. What the hell?
Hmm.
Like, finish your school, make that your priority. What are you doing?
Well, you know, you did all right.
I have, but I'm saying that, you know, a lot of people say you don't need that. You know what you need is to finish something. And finish. That's a big part of the college learning experience, is seeing what you've got to do to get to the other side of it and then finishing. So to me, I'd like to think I'd be big about it, like you're saying, but I think I'd be.
All I know is that when I started working places after college, I really wished that I had gone for something other than, you know, horse business management.
Horse school?
I went to horse school, for God's sake. But it's, you know, I feel like my life fell into place. I have a great job and I'm super grateful. And So I don't have any regrets about not finishing college at all. But I can see that. And I definitely have thought to myself, my one kid is, he's all about education. He says he's going to be a professor.
Where he's at now?
After his internship, he's like, you know what I don't want to do? Sit in a cubicle.
Oh.
So I think I'm going to go to grad school. And
has it been a good experience
for
him? Oh,
he's had a great experience, actually. In fact, a bunch of the kids that are working at his internship are also Cal students.
Oh.
So anyway, he's going back to school, you know, whenever in a couple weeks here. But he's into school. And the other kid, not into school, barely made it through high school. And, you know, it's been a struggle for him. He's like, I don't want to go to school. So he's going to do College of Marin and get a job. And
Maybe Texas.
I'm like, go ahead, find out what it's like out there. And if you need it, I've got some money saved for you for college. And if you don't use that money, I'll be happy to just have that money
back.
Yeah, I'm not giving you that money.
Yeah.
That's not for you.
It's not your money.
No.
To finish the story, 96% of parents react the same way I am, which is, no, you got to go to college.
Right.
So maybe we'll get with the program at some point. I know that, you know, my dad wanted me to go to school. But he also saw I had a work ethic and drive. And once I found what I wanted, they right. kind of saw like, okay.
He's got a path.
He'll figure it out.
Well, and that's the thing is I want to see that my kid has a path too. You know, if you're just going to work at some job that's not going to get you anywhere, then that's not. But I do think that those, that was the value of my older son getting a job. He worked and he worked his ass off at Pete's. And he went, wow, I can see why I want to go and get me an education.
Right.
I want to do something else.
Well.
And not that there's certainly nothing wrong with any work. All work has
value.
Well, look,
I'll tell you something. There are plenty of people, and I dated a girl who felt like this, that she, even though she had an education, she's like, I don't care about work. And I don't care about liking it or hating it. I just do it because I need the money. And then my whole life is outside those hours.
Yeah.
And I tried to explain this other philosophy to her. Like, since you have to do those hours, you might want to consider liking it.
Mm-hmm.
It would be a lot more fulfilling to you if, what's the difference? I don't want to be there anyway. And I was just like, all right.
All right. You can't argue a work ethic into someone.
Do you then?
Mm-hmm.
So plenty of people are fine with whatever.
And there's nothing wrong with working to live.
Right.
There's nothing wrong with it. And if your job is the type that allows that, because look, I would love to leave this place and not think about it anymore. I would love to work a job where when I left, it didn't consume me the rest of the day.
Right.
But that's not what this job is. This job is
all consuming.
Our life. Not just it. Yeah. I mean, right. And
it's 24 hours.
It is. Every single thing that happens to you in your life, you put into the framework of these 4 hours that mm-hmm. we're on the air, including your entire schedule. Like, there's no compromise. I am not compromising on when I go to sleep because
right.
I can't compromise on when I have to get up.
Yeah.
So it's, you know, I actually envy. My sister works at this place. She works there 4 or 5 hours a day and does the books and whatever for this mm-hmm. for a synagogue, and then she leaves and she doesn't have to think about
it. Yeah, when I did traffic and news, I felt like that, like I could leave it at work. This job's different,
right?
I mean, the hours were still the same because I did mornings, but man, I'd walk out that door, I didn't have to think about traffic
no.
and news.
Nope.
It's over till the next morning. I walk in, okay, this is right. what we're doing.
Oh, let's see what's happening.
Yeah,
yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Huh.
Right.
Yeah,
well, that's funny because traffic and weather too is like, those things are, they are what they are. You come mm-hmm. in and you look at each road and you yeah. decide, you know, it's not like you can predict that
mm-hmm.
or prepare something in advance.
Yep.
Our text numbers, 800-400-3697. 925 says, there's bleeping construction everywhere. It's insane. You can't get anywhere in normal time. We yeah. were talking about this morning, the entrance into the city. Through the Embarcadero
uh-huh.
was blocked. Mm. Apparently, it's open now, but oof.
In the 2 weeks that we were gone, I go down Sansom out to Embarcadero and head north from there. Mm-hmm. They've completely changed three of the intersections. They're completely changed. I was like, what's good? In the 2 weeks that we were gone. Like,
wow.
They hadn't even started construction mm-hmm. when uh-huh. I left. They turned that around fast. Like, what the F?
I'm confused.
Nice. Like,
isn't Riley Sarah's kid? He's an intern at Alice?
No, there's another Riley. I have more than one Riley in my life.
There are two boys on planet Earth named Riley.
Yes.
One's an intern and one is, it's a coincidence that they both showed up here.
Right.
In San Francisco.
Yes, isn't that strange? Two in the whole of the world.
Anyway, that's the deal. There's,
yeah,
that, there's a couple
of them. We have an intern who's named Riley and I have a, and actually I have a kid who's named Riley who is an intern, just not here.
Right. Oh, here's the one. Cliff, put your leg, wait, let me see if I'm missing a piece of this. Darn it. This text.
This is about Cliff and
put your leg down, lady. You look like you're giving him a dance. That's the one I was referring to.
She's moving all around. She's like adjusting her top constantly. She's putting her hands through her hair and twisting it up on top of her head. She's fully like, just she does appear to be oblivious as to the effect that she might be having on this man.
Is it possible, though, that you could be?
Yeah, I guess.
I don't think
so. If it's not in her head and she's just standing there and that's and she's comfortable, it's possible that she's unconscious of it because he's not someone that she would want. She's a lesbian. She's
I understand,
sure, but
you're a woman
yeah.
in the, like, I could see a teenager not understanding how men react to a leg up in a full open view of.
Right.
I could see someone who's
she
not.
She doesn't appear to be.
No, she doesn't.
conscious of it.
What is she even saying? Does anyone
know? Oh, who knows? They're talking about whatever their alliance and their, you know, scheming.
So my point is she trying to talk him into something? Is she trying to get him on her side?
Probably.
Well, she's always trying to get everybody on her side.
That because if she's trying to get him to go to her side or whatever.
Yes. The answer is yes.
Then she knows what she's doing.
A thousand times yes. Oh, God. Keep it up. Oh, I'm enjoying this. Oh,
what's coming up in the trash,
this
Sarah?
This old man's heart is about to burst. We'll start with the Hot 100.
Alice at 97.3's Sarah and Vinny.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.